From Las Vegas, Nevada, it's the Top of the Tower podcast from Feibusch Media. I'm Scott Feibusch, and we are out here with a brand new season of Top of the Tower episodes, tied in, of course, to the huge NAB show that gets started in just a few days here in Las Vegas. But before 100,000 people descend on Las Vegas for NAB, there are smaller technology conferences that take place as well. We're out here at the Public Radio Engineering Conference and at PBS TechCon, where engineers from public radio and public TV get together to talk about their particular technology needs. We're going to talk with a bunch of folks who are attending, including an interview this episode with David Layer from the NAB talking about some digital radio experiments. Before that, a reminder that if you are listening to this before Sunday night, April 8th, it is not too late to RSVP for the big Vegas radio party. We will bring together all of anybody who's who in radio to get together, and TV as well, for a great kickoff event. There's free food, there's free drinks. Big thanks to all of our sponsors who make it possible. Go to VegasRadioParty.com to sign up. We will text you with information on where and when the party takes place. It's at Caesar's Palace. We'll get an exact suite number on Sunday. We would love to see you there. In this episode, we will sit down and talk with David Layer. David is the NAB's Vice President for Advanced Engineering in the NAB Technology Department. We sat down with him just outside the Public Radio Engineering Conference to talk about some interesting work that he's involved in here in Las Vegas with some tests of new digital radio modes.
I'm happy to be here.
I'd say, first of all, that I think you have one of the coolest jobs to be able to go around and test out technology. And we're sitting outside the Public Radio Engineering Convention. You presented a longer form of a paper that you're going to be presenting at the NAB convention itself as well.
Right.
About testing out all digital. Let's talk a little bit about that. You got to work with Beasley here in Las Vegas, got them to actually turn off their analog overnight. What are you working towards?
Well, I think that the goal is to try something that really hasn't been tried. This all digital signal that we were testing had never been broadcast from a Class C FM, and it had never been received in commercially available, you know, consumer receivers. And for our test, we were using Ford Explorers, and we were using the receiver that's built into the Ford Explorer to measure the coverage of the all-digital FM signal. So it's great. I mean, you know, we're showing that it works. We weren't expecting it not to. But until you've seen it, until you've done it, you know, you really can't say for sure now, can you? But I think the more importantly here, we're really just starting a conversation within the industry about all digital FM and how it may be important to radio's future. I mean, maybe not in the next 5 years' future, but maybe in the next 10 years or the next 15 years.
The idea here is that you would have not only potentially more robust signal at lower power, but the ability to put a lot more audio streams on it, right?
Audio streams and also data services. And one of the things I talked about today in my presentation to the APRE is that, you know, autonomous vehicles are coming, cities are becoming more connected, and they need reliable and robust means of communication so that they can communicate data to these cars and to these cities. And FM radio signals really fill the bill. They're everywhere. They're extremely robust, and what we saw here in Vegas when we ran the all-digital FM test was that within town, it was just rock solid. I mean, we didn't see coverage being lost until we were well away from the transmitter, well outside of town. So new audio channels is certainly a possibility, and here at the NAB show, we're going to be demonstrating a signal which will have 12 audio channels. But the greater capacity for new services that people really haven't even maybe thought about yet. I think that's the kind of the future-looking part of this.
There's so much now that's converging between radio and also television. I was over at the PBS TechCon, and you know, a lot of the talk there obviously is ATSC 3.0. And one of the topics that came up with is, you know, hey, we can put as much audio data on here now as, say, a Sirius XM can with the number of channels they cram in there. Plus data, and this can be robust for mobile also. So are we at a point where it really almost doesn't matter eventually whether it's something we think of as an FM radio signal or as a TV signal in terms of just being able to deliver raw data into the dashboard?
I think it matters because ultimately what it comes down to are the receivers. And, you know, if you, well, I guess not just the receivers are important, but also it's what business does a broadcaster want to be in? How much of a television station's bandwidth do they want to devote to audio services? Is that going to be a good business for them? So that's a very important question. But there are no receivers today that would receive a radio signal based upon a television signal broadcast. So, you know, if someone starts building receivers, it won't matter. But for now, I mean, radio receivers are very prevalent, and the number of digital radio receivers is growing constantly. Xperi just said that half of all cars being sold right now have HD radios in them, and they continue to expect that to improve. So that's a lot of receivers. And one of the points we were making with our all-digital FM test is that these receivers can receive all-digital signals. They maybe couldn't receive an improved all-digital signal, which is also kind of what I'm talking about, is how do we improve that signal and get more capacity. But those receivers are already out there, so that's a big advantage.
And there's more testing going on during NAB week that's going to be showing off, not quite all digital, but at least giving a sense of what it would be like, right?
Yes, and I wouldn't describe it as a test as much as I would a demonstration. We are again working with Beasley's station here in town, KKLZ. During exhibit hall hours, they're going to be broadcasting a 4 digital sideband signal, which will include 12 audio channels. And it just showing the flexibility of the system, showing how we might think about using this system in the future.
Let's talk a little bit in general about the show beyond just the specific topic. For people who will be listening to this a week or two after, let's say, what will they have missed?
Oh, a lot. Oh, my goodness. If you're in broadcasting, you have to be at the NAB show. We have so many conferences. We have more exhibitors, I think, than we did last year. I know we have a couple hundred new exhibitors. One cool thing, I mean, the ATSC3 you mentioned a minute ago, that's going to be very big at this year's show. In the orange parking lot, which is the parking lot between the South Hall and the Central Hall, there will be an autonomous vehicle driving a loop, which attendees can ride in, and inside the vehicle there is an ATSC 3.0 receiver, and they're going to be demonstrating the mobile reception of ATSC 3.0 in an autonomous vehicle. So that's kind of a cool demo that they will have missed. But boy, it's going to be an interesting show. It's a little different this year. We don't have any luncheons. The luncheons are all gone. There's a big awards dinner Monday night. There's a We Are Broadcaster celebration on Tuesday in an arena that we're creating out of part of the North Hall. So they're going to miss seeing these changes to the show as well.
For those of us who have been coming here for a long time, and this is, I think, my 18th year if I'm counting right, there's kind of a sense, I think, among a lot of people in radio that, gee, our role here has kind of shrunk and the show is going off. You know, there's so many other neighborhoods of the show that are doing different things. What's the message to radio people about where they fit in at the NAB show and within NAB in general on the technology side?
Well, I think radio still has a very strong presence in the show. But you're right, there's a lot of new technology that's being shown and discussed. And I think that the important point for radio broadcasters is they need to pay attention to that. They need to see where these new devices and these new technologies can fit into their business. And the perfect example is the smart speaker. There's going to be a lot going on at the show this year pertaining to the smart speaker. And that's something that is actually proving to be a nice platform for broadcasters who develop skills for Alexa, as an example. And the data shows that there's a lot of listening to local radio on smart speakers. So that's an example of the kinds of things radio broadcasters need to be paying attention to.
Talk a little about cooperation with the industry. I mean, to get Beasley to agree to literally turn off the number one radio station in Las Vegas overnight for 2 weeks so you can drive around the city and conduct tests, how important is that to have cooperation from broadcasters and being able to try some of these things to move forward?
Well, it's vital. I mean, for a couple of reasons. One is, if you don't have a broadcaster to give you a signal, well, you don't have a test. So of course there's that. But, you know, the industry should be forward-looking. And Beasley, I think it's fair to say, is very forward-looking. The president of Beasley, Caroline Beasley, when she heard about NAB working on a test like this, she was very excited about us using a Beasley station as part of it, because she's a very, very forward-looking broadcaster. And that's very important. I can tell you there were other stations that were also interested in participating in this test, and frankly were disappointed when we picked Las Vegas. Vegas made a lot of sense for a bunch of reasons. One of them is that we can do a demo at the show, because everything was all set up from our testing in January, and Nautel has been supporting the installation, and they'll be back on Friday to fire it up again. And I hope we can get more radio broadcasters excited about thinking about the future.
It's definitely watching some of these tests. I remember the all-digital AM test that you did a few years ago, a couple of them actually. It's neat to see this. Where does it go in terms, is there, can we say practically this is something we'll be doing down the road? Especially with all-digital AM, which seems like, as the value of AM stations kind of plateaus off, that somebody out there might want to try it at some point, right?
Well, we can't do it until it's authorized by the FCC. So one thing that we'll need to do as an industry is get behind the technology and ask the FCC to authorize it, presumably the same way hybrid has been authorized, which is on a voluntary basis, market-driven type of transition. So that would be a first step. And as to whether it becomes the way broadcasters go, it's not for me to say. It's really, we represent mostly commercial broadcasters at NAB. They're the people we work with. And if it makes commercial sense, then it's something they'll do. It's really going to boil down to, it's not going to be the engineers saying, we've got this new technology, let's use it, it's cool. It's going to be the business people saying, this will help our businesses, this will help radio grow, et cetera. That's how it'll happen. So you'll need to ask that question to some radio group presidents, I think, instead of me.
And at the same time, these are roles that back in the day, this would have been CBS Labs or it would have been RCA Labs working on stuff like this. That wasn't really an NAB role decades ago. And in the last, 10 years, that's kind of become something that you've become much more involved in at the NAB, right?
Well, Gordon Smith, I guess, I would credit Gordon's leadership to NAB's increased involvement in technology. He established the CTO position when he came to NAB. And our staff, one of the slides I showed this morning in the meeting was a slide of our technology department staff. It's never been that big. I've been at NAB for over 20 years, and we have at least 50% more engineers in our department. So I think that this is a conscious decision on NAB's part to take more of a leadership role in the technology area.
You've got some sharp minds there between Skip Beasy and Sam Matheny. There's some really hot engineering talent there.
I feel fortunate, to work with the people I work with, absolutely.
All right, David Layer, thank you so much. Looking forward to a lot more at the NAB show, and I'm sure we'll be talking again.
Thanks, Scott.
And that was our conversation with David Layer, the Vice President for Advanced Engineering in the NAB Technology Department. Our thanks to him for taking the time to sit down with us. We'd love to talk with you on the Top of the Tower podcast. If you are here in Las Vegas for NAB, drop me a line. We can get together. Or come say hi. I will be in the Wheatstone booth on the NAB floor Monday and Tuesday. And you can check out some live video, we hope, from Wheatstone as well. You can find it on my Facebook page, or it should be on Wheatstone's Facebook page, too. And that'll be taking place Monday and Tuesday from the show floor. Don't forget, too, under the Feibusch Media banner, I am here to help you solve some of your radio problems, whether it's a radio station you're trying to sell or buy, a signal you're trying to improve. Feibusch Media can help. Visit us at feibuschmedia.com or drop me a line at scott@feibusch.com. And we'll see what we can do to help you make appointments here in Las Vegas as well during NAB week. And don't forget, Sunday night, April 8th, it is the big Vegas radio party, our big kickoff to NAB week. If you haven't RSVP'd yet, VegasRadioParty.com is where to go. You can see all of our sponsors to thank there as well. Even if you have an event earlier on Sunday night, stop by and visit us later. We'll be going late, and we would love to say hi to you, and so would hundreds of your radio and TV friends here in Las Vegas. That's it for this edition of the Top of the Tower podcast. We will be back with much more from Las Vegas in our new season of Top of the Tower editions. We'll talk to you again soon.